Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM. A three-year-old boy was rescued from Lake Michigan near Navy Pier yesterday afternoon. It was originally thought to be an accident, but now Chicago police say they are speaking with a person of interest in the case. The boy is hospitalized in very critical condition after going into cardiac arrest. Deputy Police Chief Gabriella Shamash.
A little after 1 o'clock this afternoon, a young child fell into the water on the north side of Navy Pier. EMS responded and immediately pulled the child from the water and rendered aid.
Police are reviewing surveillance footage in an effort to determine exactly what happened.
Chicago police are asking for the public's help in finding a 15-year-old girl who's been reported missing. Authorities say Destiny Young was last seen leaving her home on the 1300 block of North Lockwood last night. She's described as black with a medium complexion, 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 110 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call Area 5 detectives.
A Cook County jury is awarding a 70-year-old Willowbrook woman $363 million. This is in a lawsuit where she claimed her breast cancer was caused by pollution from a medical device sterilization plant.
The jury found that decades of toxic emissions from the Sterigenics plant caused Sue Kamuda's aggressive cancer. Her case against the companies involved only the first in more than 750 pending lawsuits.
And we hope that every jury coming thereafter does the right thing the way that this jury did.
Kamuda's attorney, Patrick Salvi Jr., says that this guilty verdict is a message to corporate boardrooms that decisions can't be about just costs.
Particularly when dealing with a potentially harmful chemical like ethylene oxide or any other harmful chemical that's a carcinogen that threatens people's health, that when corporations are making decisions about how much risk to impose on the communities in which they operate, it should be zero.
Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police say a body was found in a garbage can in the Roseland neighborhood last night. CBS 2 reports the male body was found on the 100 block of West 110th Place around 7 o'clock. Police collected evidence at the scene and a death investigation is underway.
Mayor Lightfoot has appointed Timmy Knudsen as the new alderman for the 43rd Ward. He's replacing Michelle Smith, who's retiring. Knudsen's a lawyer, served as chairman of the Chicago Zoning Board of Appeals, also as a community organizer.
The Illinois Attorney General is joining forces with his counterparts in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. to ask the feds to ramp up the fight against robocalls.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul is teaming up with attorneys general from all 50 states in the District of Columbia to call on the FCC to ramp up the enforcement against robocalls. Raoul's office says robocalls cost customers, law enforcement, and service providers over $13 billion a year. Most calls originate overseas with spoofed phone numbers to look like they originated in the United States. The FCC has implemented rules that require phone calls to be digitally authenticated so the number you see on the caller ID is accurate. The attorneys general want the FCC to expand the rules to apply to more phone providers. They also want companies to do more to shut down illegal traffic. Rob Hart, 105.9 WBBM.
The city's launching what it calls the Community Wealth Building Pilot. It's a $15 million program to create opportunities for low-income residents to build wealth through shared asset ownership. The pilot program is supported by funding from the Chicago Recovery Plan. It will address access to business and ownership, land stewardship, and commercial real estate.
The Chicago City Council Finance Committee has agreed to spend nearly $25 million to settle 3 more lawsuits accusing Chicago police officers of misconduct. It includes a $15 million payout to the family of an innocent woman killed during a high-speed chase in 2020. Aldermen also approved a settlement involving racial harassment claims of a former water department employee made against his supervisor. The latest settlements now go before the full city council for a final vote.
The Chicago City Council Zoning Committee expected to vote today on plans for a Chicago Fire soccer training facility on the near west side. Housing advocates are pressuring the aldermen to vote no.
The Chicago Fire want to build a training facility on the near west side site of the old Abla homes. Housing advocates point out that land was originally supposed to be for public housing to replace what was torn down. CHA officials say the community can have soccer fields and housing, but Rod Wilson, director of the Lugenia Burns Hope Center, doesn't believe the promises.
It was 3,600 units. They only said it was going to bring back a fraction. A fraction of that. You see what I'm saying? It's a fraction. Like 20%, 21%. And they have not done that, but they want to keep doing other things. They say, we got you. We got you. No, you don't got us. And trust us. No, we can't trust you.
Standing outside City Hall yesterday, he and supporters urged the CHA to build the housing first and a lot more of it than the soccer fields. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
The University of Illinois Springfield held a webinar last night about the relationship between police and the public. One of the speakers was Derek Stapleton, who mentors black boys in Central Illinois through an organization called Frontiers International.
Hard to view the police as one who protects and serves because they feel the officers view them as a target. First responders who might not always make the right decisions. That's within the how do the youth view the police. Secondly, do the youth view law enforcement as a potential career choice? Now view law enforcement as a hated and dangerous job in America today.
A mental health manager also supported the belief that sometimes mental health professionals need to respond to 911 calls instead of police.